Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. On today, I am so excited to have you tuned in on today's show, as well as always. Every week, I'm so very happy that my listeners are tuning in. We're not going to do the opening prayer now, but standing in for me on today will be our special host for today, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. With her today also as a guest host will be our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on the conversation by pressing the number one on your phones. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Without further ado, I'm going to bring into the studio, and I'm going to bring to the studio now, and they will be the host for Facing Your Fears on today. That is none other than Pastor Doris Smith. Good afternoon, Pastor Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Evangelist. To each of our listeners that are connected in this evening from around the globe, Mr. Steve Smith is joining me and hosting this evening in place of Evangelist Chapman. We are so grateful for this opportunity to share with you all this evening. I want to go ahead and open up in the power of prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name because you are so worthy. Father, we thank you right now because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are never changing, God. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to stretch out your arms today and touch our listeners, those that have connected in for this amazing topic. They may be dealing with this issue. You, because we know you are God of love, a God that's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, one that knows all, sees all, and everywhere at the same time, to wrap your loving arms around and bring them through. We thank you for it, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray and say amen.
Amen.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. I am so excited this evening to join you all, thanking God for the opportunity to share, to speak into the world today with this amazing, awesome topic. But we also want to say to our listeners today to please remember that you are part of the conversation. You're a very important part. And we want you to feel free to press that number one on your phone so you can join in and share or make a comment. This evening, we're talking here, Facing Your Fears radio talk show, as we are sharing this amazing episode today. Today's episode will be an inspiration to many people who cannot cope with grief and feel as if they shouldn't be grieving over their situation. Whatever they're going through that are causing them to go to this place of sorrow and heartache, they can learn how to cope with it today. We are prayerfully going to share things that will help them in realizing that there are many ways that people grieve and feel down in spirit. Some may cry, look down on themselves, give up on life, live in a moment of despair, and many other ways people many times feel if that what they have done or doing are ways out of feeling sorry and hurt. By drinking, some of them do, using drugs, so many other ways. A broken heart can cause many people to even feel sick in their physical body. They never had before they had begun grieving, but this just lets us know what grief can do. And today, as we share, we are going to touch on, through this topic of grief, we're going to touch on the fear that comes in. We're going to touch on the heartaches. We're going to touch on the pain. Grieving is very painful, the suffering, the death, the disappointments, the sorrows, and the sickening if we don't deal with the grief. And today, this evening, as I share with you, coping with grief. And this is a very now and much needed topic in the hour that we're in right now, in the midst of coronavirus, in the midst of a pandemic, global crisis, simply losing loved ones, losing jobs,
They're grieving for so many different reasons. Some are not grieving because of loss and death. Some are grieving because of loss of jobs. Divorces are happening. People are losing marriages, long marriages, long-time relationships of 20, 30 years coming apart because one or the other is no longer working and can't cope with that transition in life. Coping with grief. God knows. Yes, he knows. Because in his knowing, he tells us to cast our cares upon him. Why? Why would we cast our cares upon him? Because he's a man of sorrows, and he is acquainted with grief. He knows. He knows everything you and I will ever suffer. The amazing thing about the God that we serve, listen, your journey and my journey was set a long, long time ago. He set our journey before we even were conceived in our mother's womb. So he knows better than we'll ever know. He knows our journey. He already knows what's on it. What's in our journey shocks us. It does not shock the Lord. Right now, we have family members that are losing loved ones. They can't be there with them. They can't share with them. They can't be there to embrace them. They can't hug them because of the COVID-19. They can't be there to show them the love. They're doing it by phone. They're doing it by FaceTime. And this is separated. Family is a very vital part. It's the very first ordination of God. It's necessary. And when people are going through, what do they need more than anything after, of course, their connection with the Lord? They need a friend. They need a family member. And today, I want you to feel free as we talk about this topic that is touching the world. Grief is now touching the world. It's universal. There is no one that's exempt. What does it mean to cope? When we talk about cope, because we're talking about coping with something, what does it mean to cope? It means to deal effectively with something that's difficult. I don't care how you think you are prepared for it. You are not. The moment it occurs, you begin to go through transition. Death is not something you can prepare for. Even when the individual is going through symptoms and you've been told by doctors that this long-term suffering would end in loss of life, still when it happens, you are not prepared because that's a loss. That's a space in your life, in your heart, that is no longer there. And what we have to realize when we are coping with these difficult situations, we have to cope with them effectively by first allowing ourselves to deal with the loss. Whatever the loss is, allow yourself the freedom to cry. Allow yourself the freedom to scream. If you need to scream, I've heard people in so many cases say, listen, you'll get over it. No, they won't get over it. They'll learn to deal with it. But getting over loss of a child that you birthed into this world, a husband or wife you spent 40, 50, 60 years, you'll learn to live with it and you'll learn to deal with it, but you'll never get over it. You have to allow yourself freedom to grieve, freedom to hurt, freedom to process. And in dealing with that effectively, you can do so many different things. You can sit down and be grateful for the many memories that you all shared. And many times tears will fall even at that time. But tears is just a sign of a release. It's okay to cry. Crying don't say you're weak. Crying don't say you're strong. Crying say you're human, and there's human frailties that we have that we deal with because we are human. We have human frailties. And crying doesn't say that, oh, I shouldn't cry. Yes, you should cry. Everybody grieves different. What does grief mean? It's a deep sorrow. That's why it has to be dealt with, especially in the case of death. There are many around the world. Grieving is painful. But grieving is necessary for your healing. In order to heal, allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself, and no two people are going to grieve the same. No two people are going to have the same grieving experience. The way you grieve is totally different from the way that somebody else grieves. Everyone grieves differently. So you have to allow yourself time to go through that process of grieving. The Word of God says, I want to direct your attention to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 53, and I want to read to you from verses 3, beginning at verse 3. It says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He's acquainted with it. It doesn't shock him. It's not surprising him. He understands it clearly. Make no mistake about it. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, verse 4, he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Everything that God went through, he came in this in the form of human, that his Father give him a body so he could come down, so he could experience the things that we now find difficult, great challenges in life. We've experienced them. So when we go to him and express to him, I'm hurting. Lord, I've lost my mother. I'm hurting. Lord, where do I go from here? I go to the rock. I go to my strength. I go to the hill, which is my help, which is my hope, which is my everything. He's my strength when I'm weak. He's my up. People are grieving. One of the other most important things you want to do besides allowing them the freedom to grieve, don't look at them any kind of way. If you when you accompany people who are grieving, not only should they allow themselves the freedom to grieve, those that are around them should make them comfortable in their grieving. Go ahead and cry. It's okay to cry. It's all right. Listen, it hurts. It's a deep hurt to lose a mother. It's a deep hurt for a mother to lose a child, no matter how old that child is, that she has carried 9 months in her womb. Praise God, gave birth to and laid in her chest after birth as her baby, her gift from the Lord. Doesn't matter how old he or she is, when something happens to that child, that mother grieves. Sometimes that's a long process, and if we don't deal with that process, we will come sometimes ill in our physical body. Blood pressure begins to go high. What's going to happen then when that blood pressure begins to elevate and that pressure begins to stay high? Then it affects other parts of the body, like the heart. Now, heart starts to act up. That's a very vital and necessary main organ. That's where our lifeline, the bloodline flows through. That heart begins to act up. We can literally make ourselves sick if we don't grieve, if we don't deal with it effectively. You can't push it up under the rug. You can't push it aside. You can't dismiss it. You have to deal with it. Grief is something that you have to deal with. And don't feel bad the way you grieve. You are different. God made no two people alike. Nothing in life can prepare us for the death of a lost one. Whether it's through a tragedy or long-suffered illness, you are not prepared, even when you know that their suffering eventually is going to lead to death. Death is so very personal. And understand this. It's not that it's not even so much that it's personal, but watch this. It's final. Not in the sense that it's done. It's final here on this side, but we know biblically, praise God, that the dead in Christ going to rise first, and those that remain going to be caught up to meet him in the air. But I'm speaking about what we have the power and authority to do. We can't speak life back into anyone. That's why we grieve. Death is personal. That's why everybody deal with it differently. And it's also final. If it wasn't, then when our loved one go, we could do something to bring them back. But it's final on this side of life. And we're never prepared for it. Each time
we lose a loved one, a close friend, a spouse of many years, we go through a grieving process. Grief is a process. It does not just show up when things occur. You can be down the road a year later, months later, weeks later, months later, a year or more later, and you can begin to grieve. I have spoken to people on numerous occasions who have actually said, you know, Pastor, I thought I got over that. I said, no, you have to understand, what you're not going to do is get over it. What you're going to do is learn how to deal with it. You don't get over a child from your womb. You don't get over a husband of 40, 50 years you done spent your whole entire life with one marriage. You don't get over that. You learn to deal with it. Come on in, Steve. I'm here this evening on the Align.
I love what you're saying. Radio talk show today.
The awesome, amazing evangelist Norma Chapman, who is our host, Steve Smith, and myself, Pastor Smith. We are standing in for this amazing woman of God. But we want our listeners to know that you are so very important. We want you to press that number one on your dial. Come on in and join Steve Smith and Pastor Smith, and let's talk about this coping, because we want you to leave this line different tonight. We want you to leave encouraged. You may just start screaming. Don't feel like, oh, I scream. It's okay. Come on in with me, Steve.
We do have a caller, apparently. So let's go to that caller. It's area code 971, and the last four digits of your phone number is 6187. If you're still with us, welcome to the studio.
Make your kid laugh, because dad jokes. Make your kid laugh today.
You're on the line. Go ahead, caller.
I can't believe
yes, caller, you are in the studio.
The last four digits are 6187. Caller, we welcome you. You are in the studio.
I think we might have lost the caller there, possibly, Pastor Smith.
I heard someone speaking.
I did. I heard that as well. Might have lost that caller. I'm really loving what you're talking about here. I mean, this grief process is difficult for certain.
Yes.
It is, and I think everybody can relate to this topic. I mean, we've all probably lost somebody that we really care about. And it tells us that we will grieve, but it also tells us in the Bible that, you know, we will be able to overcome this. That actually, these moments were to strengthen us, not to weaken us. I've got some great information here. I want you to carry on, though. This is your part of the show, but at the top of the hour, I'll be talking about the stages of grief and the process to problem solving. And so stay with us, callers, but if you have a comment or you'd like to ask a question, feel free to just press one on your phone, and we'll identify you in a little bit here, and we will bring you into the studio.
Great. As I was going on, I just want to pause to give a caller a chance to come in and Steve a chance to come in. And one of the next points that I have is to share with you that these things didn't come to destroy us. They didn't come to tear us down. It came to make us stronger. It came to make us wiser. It came to make us better. Death is a real part of life. We did not come here to stay. The word of God said it was appointed once for man to die. So death is a part of life. It's sometimes people, it's easy for them to prepare to live, but you're going to leave here one day. And we have to also prepare in that way as well. How do we prepare in that so that people don't have a whole lot of difficult things to cope? Prepare while we're living. Write out your will. Make things plain. Make it clear so there's no fussing. There's no arguing. See, a lot of times when people are grieving loss, a lot of their grief is because things are not in order. So it makes the grieving process even more grief. More painful, more to deal with. So we realize that we're not here to stay. Make it smooth. Read the will.
Everybody read the will. Come on, sit down, listen what the will say. It say this going this, this going that, this one take care of that one. Everything is settled. There's no stress there. When it's all laid out and handled effectively, and that's what it means when it say coping. You got to cope with these difficult things, but you got to cope with them effectively. We can deal with cutting some of the grief as we handle our business while we're still breathing, so that when that breath of life is gone, then the extra grief process is not made more difficult for the individual that has to handle all of the finals for us, because we can't speak no more. We can't make no more decisions. When that breath leaves this body, every decision that we've made finishes right there. So now we have to have had something left for somebody else to know what our desires were, or for somebody to be able to carry on smoothly process. Grieving, life as well as death is a challenge. And the reason why it's a challenge is because what I was getting ready to say is that life and death, and I'm going to be out in about 10 minutes, Steve. I'm going to turn it on over to you, and you can take it. life, so is death, is a challenge because the effects of it causes change. Life is a challenge because there's many things that occur in our life. Among those things, death occurs. Divorce occurs. Grief comes in many different ways. People grieve loss of job. There are people right now that are grieving the loss of their job, loss of finance, loss of friendships, loss of family members, loss of friends, loss of their opportunity to go and spend time with family members, because a lot of right now where we are is to be home because of the cold right now. So people are grieving a lot of things right now. They're in deep sorrow, but what you can't do is allow this to imprison you. Sometimes people will go into a state of depression. No, allow yourself to grieve. Get out. Get around people. Talk. Don't isolate yourself. When you're grieving, don't isolate yourself. Get up. Get out. Get around other people. Share. Open up. Close yourself in so that you're isolated. How you cope with this deep grief is deep. Look at photos. How do you cope with grief? You look at some photos of the beautiful memories and things that you and that person share, places you went, things that bring joy to you. If you want to cry, cry. If you want to yell, yell. If you want to jump, jump. Whatever it is that you need to do. So sometimes this sadness, you have to let this sadness go and just release it, whatever it takes for you to do. If you're in a public place, excuse yourself. Go to the restroom. Go to the car if you feel like you want to cry. Don't take that away from yourself. That's how you can cope with this grief. We are all dealing with some form of grief in this place where we are right now, but you have to give yourself time. Accept your feelings and know that grieving is a process. Talk to other people. Spend time as much as you can. Of course, right now we know that that's in social distancing with friends and family. Don't isolate yourself. Take care of yourself. Because let me tell you this as I prepare to close. When you come out of one issue, because life has ongoing challenges. Life has today you have something to deal with. Tomorrow you have something else to deal with. But regardless of what the challenge is, you can embrace that challenge and we can overcome it. We will never just say get over it, but we can overcome the pain of it and be able to deal with it. But you're not going to get over your child. You're not going to get over the years in marriage or relationship. You're not going to just get over that. You learn to deal with that. That's a part of you that's gone. And you don't get over it. You learn to deal with it. But remember, God is very familiar with grief. And it was never intended to pull you down, to destroy you. Never. It's intended to let you know, for one thing, that he's there with you. And that whatever you're in this world, in this life, nothing is greater than him. He'll bring you up and he'll bring you out and he'll bring you into a wealthy place. He's equipped you. He has given you power. He has given you authority. He has given you ability to deal with whatever it is through him and with him that you face in this world. But you have got to acknowledge it and allow yourself the freedom to deal with it. Coping
with grief, death is a very prominent, real part of life. I am so excited to have had this opportunity to share tonight with the first 30 minutes of the amazing show on Facing Your Fears radio talk show with the amazing evangelist Norma Chapman as our host. I am so grateful to have shared this part tonight with you all with Mr. Steve Smith, who is going to go into the second part. And I am so glad, praise the Lord, tonight to be able to help those that are on the line to realize that it's okay to cry. It's not to destroy you. It's not to tear you down. It makes you stronger, makes you wiser, makes you better. As Romans 8 and 28 say, it's all working out for your good. God bless you all tonight. And Steve, at this time, I want to just pause to let those know that I am on Facebook under Doris Smith. You can reach me there. I host the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation every Tuesday morning, 5 a.m., and Thursday morning, 5 a.m. You can dial in by dialing 712-775-7031, access code 710-569-pound. Again, 712-775-7103. And the access code is 710-569-pound. Feel free to dial in and connect with us every Tuesday morning, Thursday morning at 5 a.m. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, great rest of your evening. As Steve Smith takes over for the second half. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. That's so awesome. You're such a wonderful, loving, understanding person. And I know that what you said has certainly resonated with many of the listeners. Thank you so very much for sharing that wisdom with us.
You're so welcome. Thank you and have a wonderful evening.
Yes, you too as well. God bless you, and I'll look forward to talking with you soon.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Take care now. Well, listeners, we really appreciate you joining us. You know, if you have a comment or you would like to ask a question or you just got something to say, you want to tell us about what you're thinking about what we're talking about here, feel free to press 1 on your phone and that will put you in the queue for our studio. And we will take some of our live callers, bring in the studio and address your question or your comment. So, yes. If you would like to have something to say, we'd love for you to share it with us. I really appreciate the opportunity. Evangelist Norma Chapman has asked me to be the guest host. I am Stephen Smith. I'm coming to you from Tampa, just south of Tampa, Florida. And it's a beautiful day today. I actually call today Thankful Thursday, although every day we should be thankful. Even in those times when we actually find that we're struggling with things that are very difficult for us, and particularly grief, that's what we're talking about today. I think every experience that we go through is an opportunity for us to be able to learn, to be able to grow. And what Pastor Smith had mentioned was, and I think she was pretty emphatic about it, it is about acceptance. And truly, acceptance is the last stage in the grieving process. What I found for myself is that, in fact, acceptance really is the answer to all of my problems. You know, when I'm disturbed or I find some person, place, thing or situation, you know, some fact of my life unacceptable, I can't find serenity until I accept that person, place, thing or situation as being exactly the way that it's supposed to be at that moment. Because you know what? Nothing. I don't believe anything happens in God's world by mistake. See, I need to concentrate not on so much what needs to be changed on others, but what needs to be changed in me and my attitudes. And I'm a big believer that it's all based on the fact of thought. That how we think about things is going to determine what we are, because we are what we think. And so when we go through a difficult time, there's a process. You know, there's a cycle. That cycle is thinking about that situation. It's feeling it. It's then doing something about it. And then ultimately the event from that action, something's going to happen. And hopefully it's a positive, you know, outcome. That's what we're looking for. Sometimes it's not a positive outcome. Sometimes it's negative. And I know for myself, I struggled for many, many years with various things that I was just sad and grieving. And, you know, it tore me up. And what I finally recognized is that the only person in the end really that was suffering was me. And so if I wanted to get better, I had to come back to that acceptance. So I'd like to start by letting you know, it tells us in Psalms 147 that God heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. He also tells us that, in fact, these experiences were, they happened. He allows some of this stuff to happen. And sometimes we go, why did this happen? Where was God? How come he did that? But the fact of the matter is that things do happen. It doesn't mean that it's comfortable. And I know that Pastor Doris Smith said that, you know. We're going to grieve about it. We might cry. We might yell. We might scream. We might throw ourselves on the floor. And it's a difficult situation. So there are, in fact, five stages of grief, okay? The first stage of that is denial. Denial is the first of the five stages, and it helps us at that point to survive the loss. In this stage, the world becomes meaningless and overwhelming to us, right? It doesn't make any sense. We're in a state of shock, and we're in a state of denial to believe what's happening. We wonder how we can go on and whether we can even go on at all, right? And why should we go on? You know, these thoughts potentially of suicide might even creep into our mind. That certainly in my world, that's the devil just trying to try us. He's trying to get the best of us. He doesn't want us to be happy. It is up to us to be happy. And so if we process it properly, we in fact will come through this and we'll come out stronger than we ever were in the past. And so it's denial is a part of this. You know, we have to recognize that it happens and accept the reality of the loss. And then we start asking ourselves questions like, you know, why did it happen? And you know what you didn't realize is that that is the beginning of a healing process. And you start to become a little bit stronger and the denial starts to fade away. And then as you proceed, all the feelings that we were having about denying begin to surface. And some of these feelings are going to be most particularly anger. It's like, why? How come? Or you're mad at yourself for what you might have done, feeling that you were a part of that situation, or that you could have done something different to make it different. I'm backing up. I'm saying, no, God allowed this situation to happen for a reason, so we have to go through those feelings, though. We want to identify with those emotions. That is part of the next stage, then. So anger is the second part of the five steps. And then the next step is going to be bargaining, you know, making deals. Well, if I do this, then maybe that'll make it better. That doesn't always necessarily work, but we have to work through that part of it. You know, you beg God, you know, if I do this, can you please change it? Or please help me. You're just praying for some, you know, serenity and some peace and some focus instead of confusion. These are all understandable. And so we start making deals. What can we do to try and have changed it or to get ourselves feeling better? So that can lead us then to depression because we might recognize that we can't do anything or couldn't have done anything or that it wouldn't be any different as a result of anything that we might have done. And so our attention moves squarely into the present moment and we're feeling empty, and grief just is pouring upon us deeper and deeper and deeper. And then the next thing we know, you know, we feel like this is going to be forever, just this terrible situation. I'm never going to get over this. And I'm not saying that we ever necessarily get over our grieving situations. I'm saying that is a process of as we move forward in this five steps of dealing with grief, we get to that point of acceptance, but I'll get to that in a minute. And so it gets easier. We have to accept it, but we don't have to say it was okay. We don't have to say, oh, yeah, well, that was fine and dandy. You know, it's difficult. We've, like, particularly loss of our loved ones. That's something that will stay with us all of our life. But sooner or later, we get to the point where we can deal with it better. Or we don't. And if we don't, then we're going to be pretty sad. And this is where the depression comes in, you know, particularly having lost a loved one. So try not to experience a depression as best as you possibly can, particularly if someone dies. I mean, I think that's why they call it a celebration of life, right? Because we want to celebrate the good things that they did and how they might have touched us in our life. And even if those situations weren't so pleasant, I know that God wants us to be able to honor that person and love them. Because that's what he tells us to do. He tells us to even love our enemies. And that is not an easy chore. It is absolutely probably one of the most difficult things we'll ever have to do. I know that I've had to work on that, and I try and work on it daily. This is a process for life. You can't just do it and it's done and over with necessarily. We have to go through it for a long period of time. Let's step on to the next part, and that is acceptance. Okay, we want acceptance of the situation. And like I said, once we actually accept the situation for exactly as it is, then, in fact, we find some comfort. It's not always the case. It's going to take some time. You know, resisting it, it's a new norm, but many people want to maintain life as a loved one. So we want you to work through these grieving steps. It is a difficult situation. You might have experienced some things that are really setting you back, but God knows that he can help you. You need to know that God will help you through this. So one of the problem-solving situations you can do a few things for yourself. You can identify the problem. You can say, well, what's the goal? You know, what is the problem? What am I going to do to resolve it? What are the different solutions? Write this stuff down. It will help you work through this because that's what's important is, you know, and I'm not trying to make light of grieving. It is a process. It's a process that we all have to deal with. And my hope, as well as, I think, Evangelist Norma, as well as Pastor Smith, is for us to actually pull through this. And it might seem difficult. But this is the thing. I love you. God loves you. We're made in God's image, correct? So if we're made in God's image, then, in fact, what we can do is be like God, because he is in us. He is as us, and he is through us. And through us, he will express himself. And it involves going through all these difficult situations that we might experience. So if you have a comment about what we've been talking about this evening, I'd love for you to be able to do that. My name is Stephen Smith. I am a guest host for Evangelist Norma. You are listening to Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Thursday at 4:30 Central Time, 5:30 Pacific time, Eastern time, and 3:30 Pacific time. We'd love for you to join with us. If you'd like to have an opportunity to share a thought, have a comment or a question, press 1, and we'd love to have you in the have you come into the studio and make a comment. So, we're talking about grief. Everybody deals with it. We were trying to give you some ideas of how to deal with that grief. I know that personally I've dealt with loss myself. And what I found was this. I had to accept the situation for exactly what it was. It's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. One of the things I think I wanted to share with you is this. I know that every experience happens for a reason. Sometimes we wonder why these things happen. Sometimes it's very hard to figure out. The answer for myself is prayer. I'm going to give you an example. I'm just going to get personal about it so that maybe you can, maybe this resonates with somebody. Before I do that, let's bring in Pastor. I've got evangelist Norma Chapman. Let's bring Norma Chapman back into the studio. I think she's got something that she'd like to share with us. Are you with us, evangelist Norma?
Yes, I am. Good evening once again, listeners. We're so happy to have you tuning in on Faith in Your Fears on today. And I want to just thank God and thank Pastor Doris Smith for standing in for him, and also my good friend out of Tampa, Florida, Mr. Stephen Smith. And I might have to leave out the studio again. I just wanted to share a little bit on grief with the listeners on today. The question is, what is grief? What is grief? Grief is a nature response to loss. It is an emotional suffering you feel when sometimes or something or someone you love is taken away. Often the pain of loss can feel overwhelming. You may experience all kinds of difficult and unexpected emotions, from shock or anger to disbelief, guilt, and profound sadness. Let's look at some of the ways people grieve. Divorce or relationship breakup, loss of health, losing a job, loss of financial stability, a miscarriage, retirement, death of a pet, of a cherished dream, a loved one's serious illness, loss of a friendship, loss of safety after a trauma, selling the family. These things cause a lot of people to start grieving because of these things have happened in life. The grieving process isn't always easy, but there is a relief after losing some things. Grieving is highly individual experience. There is no right or wrong way to grieve. How you grieve depends on many factors, including your personality and coping style, your life experience, your faith, and how significant the loss was to you. So these things are many, many ways that people grieve, and the things I just named on the list is why some people grieve. And we know death is a main factor of us grieving. Now, the pain will go away faster if you ignore it. It's about it going away. It's trying to ignore your pain or keep it from surfacing will only make it worse in the long run. For real healing, it is necessary to face your grief and actively deal with it. It is important to be strong in the face of loss. Feeling sad, frightened, or lonely is a normal reaction to loss. Crying doesn't mean you are weak. You don't need to pretend or protect your family or friends by putting on a brave front. Showing your true feelings can help them and you. If you don't cry, it means you are sorry about the loss. Crying is a normal response to sadness, but it is not the only one. Those who don't cry may feel the pain just as deeply as others. They may simply have other ways of showing it. Some people may show it through tears. Some people may show it through loss of sleep, worry, going through agony, or whatever the reason they're grieving. What we're trying to express today is there is my number one advice to you and my encouragement today is to look to the hills, which cometh all of our help. All of our help comes from God. And with God and through God, we can do anything. we have the strength to go through whatever we are going through. But without God, it is impossible to go through some of the grief. We know death causes a lot of people to feel as if they want to die themselves. And I know in a lot of cases, people have grieved so hard, they've been together so long, 40 and 50 years, when they lose a mate, or longer. When they lose a mate, sometimes they die maybe the next year, a couple of months apart, because they're grieving over that death. Sorrow. We said today we're talking about sorrow, fear, disappointments, death, sickness, heartaches, pain, and suffering. Sorrow, feeling sorrow, can only cause things to be worse in the long run. It can cause you to stress and be stressed out a lot of times. Fear. A lot of people go through grief by fear. They fear that I've lost my mate, how I'm going to pay the bills, the income is not going to be the same. So they fear and they grieve through fearing that there's no way they'll be able to keep up their lifestyle. They have a lot of disappointment when it comes to grief. We're disappointed sometimes because, and some people are disappointed because they may not be able to do what they want to do in reference to things that need to be handled, important business and stuff. They get disappointed along the way that cause them to grieve. Death, as I said, is the number one factor in grieving. Sickness. Some people become ill from grieving. Grieve so hard until they begin to start having high blood pressure, heart attacks, migraine headaches, body aches and pains because of grieving. And that is a sickness that some people encounter. Headaches, heartaches, especially heart. You're hurt, your heart is aching, and one cannot see the heart. But we know within our hearts that we are grieving and don't know no way out. Also pain, a lot of pain and suffering as well that people go through. So I'm going to turn the show back over to Mr. Stephen Smith. I just wanted to come in and share a couple of words with my listeners on today. Remember, listeners, you have a few minutes left in the show. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic, coping with grief. God knows. God knows how much we can bear. God knows that what we're going through. We're grieving now during the COVID-19. A lot of people are grieving. A lot of people, living styles have changed, and the children are grieving because they can't go to school and be with their friends, and everything is so different than what it were a year ago. So there's a lot of grieving that's going on in the world today due to the COVID-19. But with that being said, I'm going to turn the show back over to Mr. Stephen Smith. And listeners, if I do not come back in, Mr. Smith, we'll end the show on today. And the show will end at 5:30 Central Time and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. But you do have a few minutes to call in and discuss coping with fear. If you have any comments or questions that you may want to ask him. And thank you for calling in on today. And remember, listeners, every Thursday, tune back in to Facing Your Fears, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Mr. Stephen Smith. Mr. Smith, are you still with us in the studio?
Thank you, Norma.
Mr. Smith.
There's a lot of people that are grieving for all kinds of things. The COVID-19 has brought on all kinds of stresses for people. It's been very, very difficult. People are losing their jobs. They're losing their homes. They're losing their marriages. Things are stressed. It is not easy. But it tells us. It tells us in the Beatitudes in Matthew 4, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. It tells us that we will be comforted. And for some, it's very difficult to see that. Extremely difficult. I know that for myself, I couldn't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I really couldn't. So we go through these different stages of grieving. And when we get to the end, though, the final point, and that's really what I want to make a point of, is acceptance. It doesn't mean that we say it was okay. It just means that we accept it for what it was. It was painful. Everybody does grieve differently. You know, if you've lost that loved one, talk about that loved one. Find friends. I say reach out. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to your family. Reach out for counseling if you need to get counseling as well. Deal with a professional that can help you. Because that's what they're there for too, is that they're there to help you. We want you to take care of yourself as well. We want you to eat well. We want you to drink and have good exercise. You know, grief alone, the mental exhaustion is terrible. And it can drain us, and that's where we end up in depression, and we just want to sleep. I've been there. I know what it was like. I didn't even want to face life. But through the grace of God and by me turning over my will and my life to the care of God as I understood him, he gave me the strength to be able to overcome this stuff. And it's only overcome. It didn't mean I forgot about it. It just means that I was able to function without being depressed anymore, you know, and being able to get out of bed and finding a reason to get up. You know, I do it through a healthy routine. And if we can get into a routine that supports positivity, then that's going to be a very good move. And it's a really good process to help us through this stuff. You want, like I said, to take care of yourself. Okay. You want to find that healthy regimen, that routine that you enjoy, that helps you clear your mind and refresh your body. Every morning, that's what I do. I welcome in a brand new day on film every weekday morning. And I connect to nature, I connect to source, and I connect to the community. And even though I'm doing these broadcasts, and others watch it, I do it for myself because it gives me a reason to get up, to welcome that brand new day, and I start with a prayer of gratitude. That helps me to set the stage for my day. I thank God that, number one, I'm alive. I ask him to give me directions so that I can go about my day in a positive manner. I do the best that I possibly can with what I have. It doesn't mean that it is easy. It doesn't mean that I don't have difficult moments, because I do. But by starting with gratitude, that's at least going to start. It actually has a chemical reaction in your body, and it triggers the serotonin, you know, and the dopamine particularly, which makes you feel happier. And then you feel better just by saying, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful that if it's a lost one, I had some good times with them. I'm grateful that I have clothes on my back, or maybe a meal, or somebody that I can call. So remember, treat yourself well. Prepare for the difficult stuff if you lost a loved one, okay? Because those days are coming, those birthdays and those holidays and those anniversaries. It is going to be especially difficult when you're grieving. Even if it's been a long time since your loved one passed away, these dates might stir up some seriously painful situations and feelings. And grief counselors can help you plan activities and honor. Remember I said that celebrate the loss of your loved ones. Encourage yourself to be able to just be in touch. You can feel your feelings. Do that, okay? And if things are really, really bad, I'm asking you to reach out. Reach out to us. We're here to listen. I know that Evangelist Norma, Pastor Smith, myself, and so many others, people do this. That's what they do, the grief counselors, to help you through these difficult times. We want you to know that we care about you, that we love you, that God loves you, that there can be light in the darkness. The darkness and the difficult and the loss, we have to trust that God will bring us through it. Because if we don't believe that will happen, then we're probably going to be stuck. I use an analogy. This is my words, and I'll share it with you. I came up with it because I was dealing with grief and so many situations of grief for, you know, estranged kids. You know, my kids weren't talking to me, and some of them still don't talk to me. Okay, but that's okay. I'll get through that. If I do what I can to try and be there for them, whether they come to me or not, it's another thing. The divorce, having gotten married and thinking I only was going to get married one time and that was it, and ended up divorced. It was a huge loss for me. So I had to work through this stuff. I had to work through it. And then when I finally accepted it, for even though I didn't like it and said, okay, that's the way it is, but I reached out and I got counseling and talked to people that could help me, you know. And there's things that you can take naturally, you know. You don't have to go to pharma. You don't have to take drugs and stuff like this that just make you worse and cloudy and not cognizant, because you want to be aware. But there's all kinds of natural remedies that you can take that will help you and help you get healthy and help you be able to think straight. Life for me had been difficult, so I was going through these processes. I used the stages. I identified that the stages of grief, and what I had to do is start by really truly loving myself so that I could love others. I had to let go of the things that were just dragging me to the ground, making me stay in bed all day. I didn't care. I didn't want to do anything. But now, because I have a healthy routine, I wake up early and I say a prayer of gratitude. And then I listen to positive information like inspirational, motivational video, because I like the audio video personally. Or you can read something positive, read the Bible, read what it tells us in here. Because when we do what God wants us to do, the next step for us as a person, and the church needs to help us all too. That's why we're here, is that we all come together and we all have special talents and we can support each other. It is about community. It is about loving one another and using our special talents together to help one another through their difficult times. It takes somebody reaching out. If you're feeling really down, reach out and call someone. I'm available. I know that the rest of us are available here. Evangelist Norma is, Pastor Smith, and so many others. That's what I do. I'm trying to build this resource of information so that when people have issues, that I can send them to the right people. I know that Evangelist Norma has a long list of people that can help in a difficult time. That's why we're talking about this. We want you to know how much we appreciate you. We really do. We want you to know that you can have a good life. You can enjoy life. It doesn't have to be easy. So just know this. Know that we love you. Know that God loves you. We're here for you. Reach out to us. If you want to talk to somebody, I'm an open door, and I know that Evangelist Chapman is as well. I want to close with a prayer right now. Before I do this prayer, if you want to reach out to me, I am Stephen Smith. I've got a Facebook page. It's Stephen Smith, SRQ, all one word, STEPHENSMITHSRQ. That's my personal profile. I have a foundation. It's a nonprofit foundation. We are a resource to help people get the services that they need, whether it's mental health, whether it's, you know, physical health, whether it's helping the homeless, whether it's getting some food, clothing. Doesn't really make a difference. A ride somewhere out here, if you're in this area, we can help you. I have a website. Check out the website, lwnfoundation.org. We have a live stream tab on there. I'm on TV on Mondays at 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and I'm on TV on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Last night we were talking about sleep. Dear Lord, thank you so very much for this day. Thank you very much. Bless Pastor Smith and Pastor and Evangelist Norma and every listener that happened to be able to tune in today. Lord, we just ask that you would be with us, that you would help give us the strength to be able to come to a point where we can deal with the grief that we have that we're experiencing in our life, for us to understand that these were difficult times and that we can come through it. Lord, just touch our hearts and our minds and allow us to be able to adopt healthy routines that will help us to be able to get healthy, go out, connect to nature, take a walk, do whatever it takes, Lord, for us to be able to feel a little bit better. Allow us to be able to acknowledge our feelings that we have about these situations, to overcome the obstacles and the barriers that stood in our way, and that we move forward so that we can enjoy our everyday life. I say this in Jesus' name, and I say amen. And I say thank you so very much. We will be back. This is Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman. We'll be back at 4:30 Central Time next Thursday, as well as that's going to be 5:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. Join us again. Thank you. God bless you, and have a wonderful Thursday. Happy Thursday to you. This is Stephen Smith signing off. Bye for now.